Friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country and bluegrass gospel music.
That no man can number, coming down from God. Mother will join that number that no man can number when Jesus wakes her from her great slumber. Voice heard from heaven will be louder than thunder, coming down, coming down. Better get in that number that no man can number. Better get in that number that no man can number. Better get in that number that no man can number. Coming down from God.
Get in that number that no man can number. Coming down from God. Father's in that number that no man can number. Father's in that number that no man can number. Father's in that number that no man can number. Coming down. Coming down, coming down from God.
Molly O'Day with Coming Down from God, written by Molly and first recorded on April the 4th, 1949 for Columbia Records. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. Today's program will be all Molly O'Day, and I'll be concentrating on Molly's Columbia recordings from December the 16th, 1946 to her last on August the 4th, 1951. Her vocal style has been described as country, rural, bluegrass, hillbilly, backwoods, folk, and even intense. Friends, you might find it hard listening to some of the songs on today's show. They're 74 and 79 years old, not up to today's radio standards. Some are gut-wrenching, raw, and emotional from the late 1940s and early 1950s. Right out of the Hank Williams era, not what you hear on today's radio. Molly and her husband, Lynn Davis, considered their style of music as country or rural, considered the female version of Roy Acuff during the 1940s and early 50s. Born Lois Laverne Williamson to a coal mining family in a remote part of Pike County, Kentucky, on July the 9th, 1923, to her fans, she would be known as Mountain Fern, Dixie Lee, and finally, Molly O'Day. Her radio heroes were Lulabelle Wiseman, Patsy Montana, Lily Mae Ledford, and Texas Ruby. Both Chicago's WLS National Barn Dance and the WSM Grand Ole Opry Radio Waves beamed into their Kentucky home. Around 1942, Molly and her husband, Lynn Davis, met a young Hank Williams while performing in and around the Montgomery area. Both Molly and Hank were 19 years old. Lynn hired Hank to promote their local appearances over his WSFA Montgomery radio show. Molly and Lynn attended one of Hank's shows in awe of seeing Hank encore A Tramp on the Street four times. Hank didn't write the song. It belonged to Hazel and Grady Cole. However, Hank changed the melody and the tempo. Backstage, Molly asked Hank for a copy of the lyrics. Hank reached into his guitar case and he gave Molly the words, along with several of his own compositions as well. Fred Rose, one half of the Acuff Rose publishing team, signed Hank Williams as a songwriter on September the 14th, 1946, with one intention in mind. He wanted Hank's songs for Molly O'Day and Art Satherly of Columbia Records. It was coincidence that Sterling Records out of New York was looking for a hillbilly or folk singer, and Hank Williams would fill that bill. So Hank Williams first recorded for Sterling on December the 11th, 1946, and Molly O'Day for Columbia 5 days later on December the 16th, 1946. Molly recorded 8 songs, which included Hank's version of A Tramp on the Street and 2 others that Hank wrote, When God Comes and Gathers His Jewels and 6 More Miles.
Only a tramp was Lazarus that day. He who lay down at the rich man's gate. He begged for the crumbs from the rich man to eat. He was only some mother's darling, he was some mother's son. Once he was fair and once he was young. Some mother rocked him, her darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on the died on Calvary's tree, shed his life's blood for you and for me. They pierced his sides, his hands and his feet. Then they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Come and knock at your door for a place to come in or bread from your store. Would you welcome him in or turn him away? Then God would reward you on the great judgment day. He was Mary's own darling, he was God's chosen son. Once he was fair, once he was young. Mary, she rocked him, her darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on. More miles to the graveyard. 6 more miles left to ride. 6 more miles and leave my darling. Leave the best friend I ever had. Oh, the rain is slowly falling. And my heart is so sore. 6 more miles and leave my darling. Never on this earth to meet no more. Oh, I hear the train a-blowing, calling my darling back home. 6 more miles to the graveyard, then I'll be left all alone. Leave her in that lonely churchyard, leave my darling all alone. Now I'm sad, my heart is crying, as I wander through life alone. 6 more miles to the graveyard. 6 more miles left to ride. 6 more miles and leave my darling. Leave the best friend I ever had.
When Fred Rose and Art Satherley heard Molly sing A Tramp on the Street live over radio in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in July of 1946, they had no idea years prior she got the song from Hank. In 1939, Molly joined her brother and a group called the Happy Valley Boys. Her stage name would be Mountain Fern. She could yodel like all the other artists from that era. Soon, she was given the name of Dixie Lee, a pseudonym she would use for the next 3 years. She was earning all of $3 a day. They played in Charleston, West Virginia, Williamson, and Bluefield. Little Jimmy Dickens joined their group for a short period. The Happy Valley Folks were disbanding, so Molly, then known as Dixie Lee, wrote Lynn Davis, an established radio artist seeking a job as a girl vocalist in the fall of 1940. She didn't know it at the time. Lynn was looking to add female vocals to his group, the 49ers Band. Love was in the air. They married on the 5th of April, 1941.
The ceremony was over. A lad stood alone in tears, for he had just said goodbye to the one he had loved through the years. He stood all alone with his head bowed down, as though his heart would break. Then the parson came over and took his hand, and to him these words he did say: when God comes and gathers his jewels, treasures of diamonds and gold, you'll meet her up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels. When the pale moon is you can see if it's let all alone. With his eyes lifted towards heaven, he's repeating these words he was told. When God comes and gathers his jewels, all these treasures of diamonds and gold, you'll meet her up there, up in heaven so fair. When God comes and gathers his jewels,
forget the family prayer. Jesus sure to meet you there. When you gather in the evening, don't forget the family prayer. Prayer will sail across the country faster than a train can run. Prayer will sail across the ocean. Prayer will stop your wandering round. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus sure to meet you there. When you gather in the evening, don't forget the family prayer. At evening if you feel downhearted, everything's been wrong all day, just call the family together and ask them all to kneel and pray. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus sure to meet you there. When you gather in the evening, don't forget the family prayer. Time at prayer is never wasted. Take time off from work or play, and you'll find your burdens lighter if you'll only kneel and pray. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus sure to meet you there. When you gather in the evening, don't forget the family prayer. The ruler of all nations would only meet somewhere today, all their hate would quickly vanish if they'd only kneel and pray. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus sure to meet you there. When you gather in the evening, don't forget the family prayer.
Molly O'Day and husband Lynn Davis, Don't Forget the Family Prayer, from their second Columbia recording session held on December the 28th, 1947. Going back to her first session, A Tramp on the Street sold more than 1 million copies. Another song, The Drunken Driver.
Now listen, you drunken driver, while here on earth you dwell, you'll never know when the time will come you'll have to say farewell.
Sold well, and it was popular all through her career. In the spring of 1941, Molly and Lynn and the 49ers took a job at WJLS in Beckley, West Virginia, and they were sponsored by Dr. Pepper. In the fall of 41, they found themselves in Alabama, working with the Bales brothers, and by 1942, they encountered a tall, gangly young man Hank Williams, this wouldn't be the first time their paths would cross. Molly, still known as Dixie Lee, was to find out there was another Dixie Lee, lady entertainer in the area. So it was in Louisville, Kentucky, when Lois Laverne Williamson would be known to the world as Molly O'Day. Thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
There's a singing waterfall in the mountains far away. There's where I long to be at the close of every day. That's where my sweetheart's sleeping beneath the cold, cold clay. And I often sit and wonder why the Lord took him away. We met there every evening as the sun was sinking low, and listened to the water as it rippled soft and low. But since he's gone, I miss him most of all. Tonight, my darling's sleeping by the singing waterfall. need beyond the blue. We met there every evening as the sun was sinking low, and listened to the water as it rippled soft and low. But since he's gone to heaven, I miss him most of all. Tonight, my darling, sleeping by the singing waterfall.
The Singing Waterfall, written by Hank, and a Fred Rose song, At the First Fall of Snow. Molly played clawhammer style banjo, and she was second to none. Earl Scruggs told of Molly beating him once at a banjo contest in Renfro Valley, Kentucky, and he admitted he stood in awe of her singing and banjo picking talents. Friends, today I'm concentrating on Molly's 36 Columbia recordings from December the 16th, 1946 to August the 4th, 1951. For more than a year and a half, from 1940 to 42, Molly and Lynn worked the Renfro Valley Barn Dance in Louisville, Kentucky, and of course they worked with dozens of well-known groups at the time, and it was there she picked up the song Matthew 24 from the Bales Brothers, and their radio work in Louisville was picked up by a vast overseas audience as well. General Douglas MacArthur was listening from Australia. On the 5th of February, 1944, they left Kentucky and they went back to station WJLS in Beckley, West Virginia. 9 years later, Beckley would be the hospital where Hank Williams was pronounced dead. Then they did a short stint, headed for the wide open spaces of Dallas, Texas, and in June of 1945, it was back to Knoxville. Their Knoxville years saw Lynn and Molly at the peak of their popularity, and this Bales Brothers song, Matthew 24, was a favorite with fans, and that's followed by an important recording from April the 4th, 1949, Teardrops Falling in the Snow.
Time is coming for the Lord to come again. I believe the end is nearing every door. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew's 24. We are living, surely living, in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Let everyone be free from sin, and take heed no man shall ever you deceive. We are living, surely living, in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of times is near. Many earthquakes will be numerous in these days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew's it appears. We should live our life for him and sing his praise. We are living, surely living, in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout, for he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Teardrops Falling in the Snow was billed by the Smithsonian Institute as one of the most compelling songs about the tragedy of war, and they said delivered by Molly O'Day, one of the purest country singers of all time. In 1945, Molly and Lynn's 49ers were joined by Mack Wiseman, and Mack was a featured vocalist, and he played bass guitar. And in February of 1947, they guested on the Grand Ole Opry, and they could have stayed as regular performers, but they saw no point in staying in Nashville because they could do better in Knoxville at WNOX's popular midday merry-go-round. It was bustling with talent, and for them, that was where their fans were, and their crowds were unbelievable in size. As it turned out, Hank Williams did write a song for Molly. On the Evening Train was streamlined for Molly's vocals.
When I saw them play that low white cast. the baggage coach on the evening train. The baby's eyes are red from weeping. Its little heart is filled with pain. Oh, Daddy, he cried, they're taking Mama away from us on the evening train. It seemed I heard her call my name. Take care of baby and tell him, darling, that I'm going home on the evening train. I pray that God will give me courage to carry on till we meet again. I heard the laughter at the depot, but my tears fell like the rain when I saw them place that long white casket in the baggage coach of the evening train.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
On Monday morning, just about the break of day, when I saw the angels coming for to carry her away. Close beside her, she has gone so far away. But remember, friends and loved ones, we will meet again someday.
Mother's Gone But Not Forgotten, and the last Hank Williams song Molly would record on the evening train. In 1945, they changed their group's name from that of the 49ers to the Cumberland Mountain Folks. In Knoxville, they played with such people as Carl Butler, Flatten Scruggs, Archie Campbell, and a young man by the name of Carl Smith, joined for a short stint playing bass and being featured on vocals. Their crowd-pleasing numbers were A Tramp on the Street, At the First Fall of Snow, Poor Ellen Smith.
Poor Ellen Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground.
The Singing Waterfall, On the Evening Train, I Don't Care If Tomorrow Never Comes.
If tomorrow never comes, and the sun don't ever shine,
and here's a quote from an English country music magazine. It reads, "Molly's vocals defies description, as Molly O'Day packs more power and guts into a song than most people will ever portray in a lifetime of singing. Molly has no parallels in modern country music." And that was written in 1977. I'd like to remind you, in the late 1940s in rural America, these were the acceptable songs of the day. As Molly's level of popularity reached new heights, she became increasingly uncomfortable with success and show business. In mid-1949, Molly was hospitalized, most likely a nervous breakdown. Changes were in store, and by February 1950, Lynn and Molly joined the Church of God, and from that time devoted less and less time to their musical careers. Lynn Davis went on to become an ordained minister with Molly's support. They fulfilled their Columbia recording commitments in 1950 and 51. They recorded only sacred songs, with the exception of one titled Don't Sell Daddy Any More Whiskey.
Don't sell daddy any more whiskey. I know it will take him away. I was standing by the bedside of a neighbor who was just about to cross the swelling tide, and I asked him if he would do me a favor. Take this message to the other side. If you see my Savior, tell him that you saw me. When you saw me, I was on my way. You may meet some old friends who may ask about me. I'm coming home someday. You will have to take this journey on without me. It's a debt that sooner or later must be paid. When you reach that golden city, think about me. Don't forget. Tell my Savior what I've said. If you see my Savior, tell him that you saw me. When you saw me, I was on. chance to see my sister or my brother. Please do try to see my Savior first of all. If you see my Savior, tell him that you saw me. When you saw me, I was on my way. You may meet some old friends who may ask about me. Tell them that I'm coming home someday. I had no hope within. To save my weary soul, I knew not how. But Jesus came to me. By grace he set me free. And it's different. Oh, so different now. It's different now. Since Jesus saved my soul, it's different now. Since by his blood I'm whole. Old Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me. And it's different. Oh, so different now. Firmly plowed the gospel plow. He said you must repent. So down the aisle I went. And it's different. Oh, so different now. It's different now. Since Jesus saved my soul, it's different now. Since by his blood I'm whole. Old Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me. And it's different. Oh, so different now. Change me so I know not how. But praise the Lord, it's done. The victory is won. And it's different. Oh, so different now. It's different now. Since Jesus saved my soul, it's different now. Since by his blood I'm whole. Old Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me. And it's different. Oh, so different now.
Molly and Lynn attended the Church of God, and they renewed their commitments to Christ. It was Lynn Davis who became the ordained minister, and Molly would sometimes preach a little and sing a little. I understand in the fall of 1952, Molly had part of one lung removed because of tuberculosis. She turned down multiple offers to return to show business. Twice in the 1960s, they did record again. Then in 1974, Lynn and Molly started a Christian radio program out of their home in Huntington, and in no time, they had a large following. At one time, Lynn was pastoring three churches, and Molly was assisting. Neither Lynn nor Molly ever played bluegrass music, but their style and songs have had considerable impact on both bluegrass and country musicians that followed. 36 tracks were cut for Columbia. Traveling the Highway Home, a Bales Brothers song, displays Molly's claw hammer banjo style at its best. Molly's declining health caused her to be frequently absent from church and her home radio shows. She was often hospitalized, and she died at age 64 on December the 5th, 1987, from cancer. Although her death was widely reported, no one from the Country Music Association made any contact. Her music has a lasting legacy. In 2007, she was the first inductee into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, and in 2011, the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame. And I'd like to close by saying this. Fred Rose of MGM Records and Art Satherly and Don Law of Columbia Records considered Molly to be the greatest female country singer. Both Fred Rose and his son Wesley believed at the time of her religious conversion and illness, she was on the verge of a superstardom that no woman had ever achieved. She never achieved national stardom, and here it is 2026. Her music and her legacy live on. And friends, I hope you enjoyed my short tribute to Pike County, Kentucky's Molly O'Day. And from her last Columbia recording, it's a duet with her husband. Here's Molly O'Day and Lynn Davis, and this one is called It's All Coming True.
Read the words of Jesus in St. Matthew 24, where it tells of his returning and time will be no more. The sun, it will be darkened, the moon, it will not shine, the stars will fall from heaven, that will be the end of time. It's all coming through, it's all coming through, God's own holy Bible, it's all coming through. Take the good book off the shelf, dear brother, and read it for yourself. Get on your knees and pray, for it's all coming true. Where would be in darkness, for there would be no light. The sun will not be shining, it will be a dark, dark night. There'll be praying, there'll be crying, they'll seek a hiding place. It'll be too late to pray when they see the Savior's face. It's all coming true, it's all coming true. God's own holy Bible, it's all coming true. Take the good book off the shelf, dear brother, and read it for yourself. Get on your knees and pray, for it's all coming true. Heaven and hear a trumpet blast. It'll be our Savior coming to gather his people at last. The dead in Christ will rise first, leave this sinful land, and the saints that are remaining will be caught by the Savior's hand. It's all coming true, it's all coming true. God's own holy Bible, it's all coming true. Take the good book off the shelf, dear brother, and read it for yourself. Get on your knees and pray, for it's all coming true.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.